The Supreme Court has also ruled today that President Donald Trump's administration cannot add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, for now, at least. The court says the administration's explanation for wanting to add the question was, quote, more of a distraction than an explanation. Kurt Metzger is an expert demographer and mayor of Pleasant Ridge, and we turn to him for an explanation of what is going on here. Hey, Kurt.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Good. So you understand the census like the back of your hand. What does this ruling mean for Michigan?
It's an important ruling for the country as a whole, because this has been a ploy by the Trump administration to identify non-citizens. All the explanations, there have been lie after lie after lie coming out of Wilbur Ross. It was his decision that the DOJ came to him and said, we need this question for supporting the Voting Rights Act. That is not true. The census has not asked a question on the census since 1950 in terms of citizenship. And then a couple weeks ago, we found this hard drive with a number of emails from a gerrymandering specialist, a redistricting specialist, who in the emails said very clearly that the idea was if they could depress the Latino vote, they could increase the number of Republican drawn seats and continue to increase Republican majorities in legislatures.
So help us understand the part of the ruling that basically, again, was the for now.
The thought was, or at least the idea was, that they were going to rule 5-4. In favor of including the census question. Mm-hmm. And this goes against district rulings and appeals court rulings coming forward. But then when this information came out from the deceased redistricting specialist, when his estranged daughter found the hard drive and other information, all of a sudden that went back to the appeals court, pushed it back down to the district court in Maryland. And they said, we need to investigate this further and look into this new evidence that had come to light. They wanted to look at this in relationship to their previous decision, which was to not include the citizenship question. So now the Supreme Court has come and more or less taken that into consideration. Justice Roberts has more or less come out on the side of the liberal side of things mm-hmm. and against inclusion for now. And has said we need to study this more.
So what should we be watching for next?
So now we have this question about the possibility of pushing the Census Bureau back in terms of printing while this decision goes on. But until the Census Bureau starts to print questionnaires, there's still that question. And I don't know. I think we're at a point that this marks the end of it. I think any new evidence that would come forth would show how much of a bogus idea this was and how it was really a trick to undermine the Latino count and to preserve Republican majorities.
Kurt Metzger, demographer and mayor of Pleasant Ridge, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.